Nearly 2 years and much controversy later, the man accused of leading the attack in Benghazi that cost four American lives is in custody. He was captured in a late-night raid a few days ago by U.S. forces. The night of the attack in 2012, the Americans who died included the U.S. ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens. President Obama spoke about the news yesterday while at an event in Pittsburgh. He said the capture of Ahmed Abu Qatala sent an important message.
It's important for us to send a message to the world that when Americans are attacked, no matter how long it takes, we will find those responsible and we will bring them to justice.
Abu Qatala will now be put on trial in the U.S. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman has been following the story and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Tell us more about exactly how this man, Abu Qatala, was captured.
Well, Renee, it took place on Sunday just outside Benghazi. He was grabbed by U.S. Special Operations Forces and FBI agents. And apparently it all went off quite well. Officials say there were no civilian casualties, no U.S. casualties, and Qatala was quickly taken to what was called a secure location. We were not told where, but we understand it was at a U.S. warship now in the Mediterranean. They were also told that no Libyan forces took part in this operation and that the Libyan government was informed about it after the raid.
And why is he being called the leader of that Benghazi attack?
Well, U.S. officials say he was the leader of a militia group that they say orchestrated the attack. They say witnesses saw him directing the fighting in the midst of the attack. Now, he denies all this. Qatala was actually very public in the months after the 2012 attack. He gave numerous TV and newspaper interviews, sometimes sitting in a cafe sipping a drink. He says he headed another militia, not the one, again, allegedly behind this attack. He says he was there that night, but showed up after the gunfire started. He said he was not fighting, and he was there basically to help rescue some of the Libyan guards there.
And Tom, he has already been charged before he was ever caught. What are those charges?
Well, there are three charges: killing an American, aiding terrorism, and using a weapon during a crime. And that's basically all we have, Renee. There's no information about what evidence they have against him, about any of these witnesses, because at this point, the court documents are still sealed. Now, what officials have said is that there are plenty of witnesses here, placing him at the scene of the crime, and they say actually directing the attack itself.
And if he was charged a full year ago, why did it take so long to catch him?
Well, Republican lawmakers and others are asking that very question. And the Pentagon says, listen, it's hard to launch an operation like this. You have to get good intelligence. You need to have your people in place. And you want to be careful not to kill innocent people. Also, the president has to approve it. But again, Qatala was hiding in the open, gave numerous interviews. And now he'll undergo interrogation at this secure location, again, this U.S. warship. And at some point in the coming days, we're told, he'll make it back to Washington, D.C. and appear in U.S. District Court.
Why would he be tried in a criminal court rather than a military commission at Guantanamo Bay?
Well, some have called for him to be sent to Guantanamo Bay, among them Senator John McCain of Arizona. But the White House said it wanted to rule that out from the start. They said, listen, we've been trying to close Guantanamo. We haven't sent anyone there during the Obama presidency. And the administration basically makes the case that the criminal courts have a very good record of convicting people on terrorism charges. They point to the Times Square bomber back in 2010 who got a life sentence. And then more recently, in March up in New York, there was a conviction of bin Laden's son-in-law.
Tom, thanks.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman on the capture of the man accused of leading the attack in Benghazi.